This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right. It's my birthday. It is my birthday. I'm just a little older than 16. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, little baby Tom. I was waiting for all the festivities. There's no balloons. There's no cake. It is my birthday today. Doing the dance. And doing the dance. And straining my hip. I'm middle-aged now. I am middle-aged. I am officially middle-aged. And you know what? I'm still sexy. I woke up today. I looked at the mirror. I mean, I was in my Star Wars muumuu. And, I mean, I had no makeup on. And my hair was all frizzy. And I have a gray hair on my eyebrow. But you want to know what? I am still sexy. And you know what? You gotta just go with it. What's very, very interesting is I didn't realize how many friends I had. Nobody ever calls me. Nobody ever invites me anywhere. Yet on Facebook, all of a sudden I get all these happy birthday wishes. I'm like, where were you, you know, the last 365 days of the year? But you want to know what? I will take any love I could get, okay? I think it's very, very important, okay? Even if I only get love one day a year, I mean, ask my husband, okay? I mean, anything you could get. So I'm pretty happy about that. So, yes, we are celebrating my birthday. Day, happy birthday to me. By the way, I didn't realize how special my birthday was, okay? Did you know Geronimo had the same birthday as me? Yeah, I'm on famousbirthdays.com. I'm listed under famous birthdays. I'm like the 39,000th famous person. I am, though, number 4 in radio hosts whose birthday is today. Really? 4? Who else? I mean, if there's only 4, that's... Okay, anyway. So, under famous birthdays, get this. Okay, you got Tupac. Tupac had the same birthday as me. May rest in peace. Let me see if I recognize. A lot of these people I don't recognize. They're really, really young. Oh, there's a soccer player. All right. Jurgen Klopp. Okay, that's good. Okay, I like soccer. Sam Laurel from Laurel and Hardy. His birthday, same as mine. Phil Mickelson, 46 years old, golfer. All right. John Cho. We've seen him a lot in, I think he was in the new Star Trek movies. And I think he was the one that first used the term MILF in the American Pie movies. So very, very famous guy. Daniel Brühl, who I think was in Inglourious Basterds. He, again, same birthday as me. This is like so important. I know. All right. Very, very good day. Oh, Bill Cobbs, 82 years old. It's his birthday today, too. So this is a very, 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 very special day. So just, you know, keep on bringing on the jubilations. Now, some of you guys will get it wrong. All right. Very, very interesting. We have a list of the 15 terrible birthday gifts you should never give to anyone. Now, first and foremost, a weight loss book. Okay? And again, I'm very, very worried about what my family's going to give me. And there's, I guess, a weight loss book from Ruth Field called Run Fat, Witch Run, except it's not the word witch. No, I am not going to say, give that book to anybody, but hopefully nobody gives that book to me. So don't give weight loss books. Another thing, don't give socks. Okay? I know socks are nice and I know they're comfy and I can't stand going to Walmart to buy socks, you know, because I go in to buy socks and I end up spending $200 on stuff I don't need, but no socks. Cheap perfume. Okay, cheap perfume we can't use. Okay? And it's nasty. We like nicer perfume. Personally, I like the smell of chocolate and pesto. So, just buy me chocolate and pesto. I'd rather smell that than cheap perfume. Never give a framed picture of yourself. I'm looking at a picture right now of Anchorman. Okay? This is coming from theriches.com. Don't give a jewelry box that doesn't have any jewelry inside. I remember doing that to my mom. I gave her a jewelry box, but there was nothing inside it. I'm like, well, you can put jewelry in it. Have Dad buy you some jewelry. She's like, your father doesn't buy me blank. So, yeah. She didn't use the word blank. Used clothes, probably not the best thing. Candy in the shape of an animal. Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind if it's an owl, if it's an elephant, if it's an octopus. I'll eat candy. That's fine. Office supplies. I'm looking at a basket of office supplies like scotch tape, Post-its. Yeah. Don't give a coupon book. All right. Like family bundle to Burger King. Oh, yeah. An ugly coffee mug. Don't give a broom and a mop. Please don't give a fruit basket. They say a subscription to a religious magazine. That may not be a good gift. I don't know. I mean, I like subscriptions, but I really don't, you know, read paper anymore. I just read on the internet. Oh, tweezers. Honestly, I do need a good pair of tweezers because now that I found this gray hair in my eyebrow, I could use the tweezers. Tweezers, I think, is really good. And then monogrammed bath towels. I actually have an issue with that. I don't understand why people put their name on the bath towel. Okay, I'm married to my husband, so we will share bath towels. I mean, I wear his clothes a lot of times, clean. Okay, I won't, you know, but I mean, his boxers are what I wear to bed all the time. They're just comfortable to sleep in, and you have a lot of, you get, you know, some built-in air conditioning somehow. I don't know how the guys do it. I don't know why guys are grumpy, because if I could be wearing boxers all day, I would be a very happy girl, and nobody would get a yeast infection if we could wear boxers. So I share everything with my husband, but I guess a monogram bath towel isn't, you know, a positive, it's a negative, because it means you do not want to share your wife's towel, and we don't want to share yours. So I bet that's probably an issue too. So again, very, very special day. We got a lot of medical news, but I'm officially middle-aged, 45 years old. This really, really stinks, and I can't lie about it. So I'm with many of you guys. I know many of you guys are in my age group. We're going to make it together, and I have, what, 20, maybe 22 years now that Social Security. Guys, we got 20 years at least to save Social Security for when I need it. So let's group together. Okay, don't go away. We're hitting medical news straight out of the park. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's
easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's my birthday. Okay, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Birthday. We got a very busy day. Lots to talk about. Birthday. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right, important stuff. Zika infections. We got some new scoop. Zika infections. Very, very interesting. There's a study that's come out saying if you get infected to Zika later in your pregnancy, they see, quote-unquote, no defects. They say women, according to Fox News here, infected with Zika late in their pregnancies had babies with no apparent birth defects, according to a study in Colombia, that seems to confirm that the greatest risk to infants comes early in pregnancy. This makes sense. Okay? I mean, when God forbid things happen when you're pregnant, the earlier you are in the pregnancy sometimes, the more damage, because that's when the baby is developing some very early primitive aspects to its growth. And so it makes sense that a first trimester or second trimester inoculation of the virus could be worse than a third. But very interesting for them to say no defects. I don't like that term, no. My guess is it's a smaller amount. They say the study also found troubling cases of severe birth defects in babies born to women who never realized they had Zika. They said you're not out of the woods if you don't have symptoms. So there were women that never even felt sick. They were like, really? I had Zika? Is that why this happened to the baby? Remember, 4 out of 5 people that get Zika have absolutely no idea they have it. They don't even feel sick. So they say of 18, now remember, Zika started in Brazil, linked to several birth defects late last year. Health experts are trying to figure out when these the fetuses are the most vulnerable, and whether fetuses are at risk if the mother is infected but never experiences symptoms. What they're now doing is they're going back, looking at all these babies that, have been born with microcephaly, where the head is not developed properly. I apologize, I got hiccups, sorry. It was because of the same birthday all the time. So what they're doing is they're taking a look, and these babies that have absolutely, poor growth of their skull, not allowing the brain to develop, and many of them have brain developmental issues even without the skull size being an issue. They're trying to look back now to go, what happened to these moms? Now, they could do a blood test and check for antibodies of Zika. They could go back and they're not just checking for Zika. They're going to be checking for a variety of things and looking back to see what else could have happened in this epicenter that occurred in Brazil. But right now, 1,800 Zika-infected pregnant women. The authors tracked about a third caught the virus late in pregnancy during third trimester, and most of these women have given birth. No cases of microcephaly or brain abnormalities were seen in these women. So it was a third of the 1,800 women. So 600. Okay, so far so good with them. But if you get it earlier, it's an issue. Now, what are the symptoms? We've talked about this. Fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes. Usually you get better in about 7 to 10 days. One of the, baseball player Rodriguez, I forget his first name, he had said that he had Zika for at least 2 weeks. He said he knew something was wrong because it was 2 weeks. I mean, it didn't go away. A lot of viruses, they'll go away. You know, after, at the longest, 7, 10 days. This was going on for 2 weeks. But most Zika infections will resolve within a week. So, if Zika is caught later in pregnancy, maybe baby has a chance. Again, still no vaccine, still no treatment, and they're working with lightning speed to try to get this result. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An Arizona woman runs over her boyfriend after learning he has HIV. She not only kicked him to the curb, she actually took her red Mustang, according to New York Daily News, and plowed through him. Now, the victim, is on his bicycle. He flipped, tumbled several times when his girlfriend, Misty Lee Wilk, hit him and then zoomed off in a hit and run. This occurred April 29th. You see a video of it. The boyfriend suffered fractured vertebrae, head trauma, according to police report obtained by the Smoking Gun. Wilk then ditched her car at a gas station, got a ride home, where she called police to give her side of the story. Lord have mercy. She told officers the victim was laughing at her after Wilk found out he had HIV and then pulled out a knife and slashed her arm during a fight. This drive was caught on neighbor surveillance footage, which was installed because of the area's bad reputation, according to the owner. And they said when we first saw it, the neighborhood and everything else, we thought it was a drug deal gone bad. The victim was flat on his back on the asphalt for several seconds before struggling to his feet, stumbling around. She has been charged with attempted second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and leaving the scene. Yeah, one thing about self-defense, okay, if he did stab her, she can't later on down the line go and run him down with the car. Okay? When it comes to self-defense, you have to either have defended yourself right then and there, or what I really suggest you do is if you can break free, go to the police. Okay? Let them, not run him down, but let them go arrest him, evaluate. Not sure what's going on with this, but, HIV diagnosis, okay, it's not a death sentence anymore. But what is very, I guess, now prevalent in this day and age is a laxity and a, what's the word that I'm looking for, where we're complacency about it. Okay? In the 80s, we were all so freaked out about getting HIV that many of us didn't have sex at all. Okay? I haven't had sex since 1986. Okay? Then, all right, in the 90s and then the 2000s, we started to realize, wait a second, this is treatable. And then, all of a sudden, social networking started to come into play. And you had MySpace, and you had Facebook, and you had Twitter. And now you have Grindr and Tinder, and I don't know, all these other new websites out there. There's actually tons of dating websites, and we have a listener that wants to talk about dating, so we're going to get to that in the next segment. But so now there's all these dating websites, and people are realizing that, you know what? I don't have to spend money on dinner and courting somebody for years and waiting till I get married to have sex. I don't even want to get married. It's not worth my time to get married. I just want the sex. And now we have a huge environment of people being able to hook up. And this hooking up mentality is not coming with a fear of getting STDs. Yeah, many of them will use a condom, and some of them won't, and they'll be like, you know what, I'll go and get treated, it's okay. And this callousness about it is really concerning, because, I mean, I still fear HIV as much as I feared it back in the 80s. Now, again, I'm very well educated on it. Okay, now, I know you really can't get HIV from kissing somebody. You can't get it from a toilet seat. All right? But I know that blood to blood or sex to sex, it can be a very, very dangerous way to, you know, receive HIV. And so so here we have an Arizona woman who's in a you know, possible monogamous relationship on her end with somebody. He has HIV. She's mad. Probably mad because she thinks he cheated. Did he cheat with somebody straight? Did he cheat with somebody gay? Who did he cheat with? So she's mad. And I don't get why you don't have more people protecting themselves. And I'm not saying a condom is 100%. Okay, we've seen ranges anywhere from 88 to 96% effectiveness with a condom. It could still break. It cannot be put on correctly. It could be reused. But I don't understand how this day and age people are still getting HIV from sex when we have all the knowledge out there and we have the condoms and we have the means to protect ourselves. And then the next issue is, okay, well, are they getting it through IV drugs? And IV drugs, you share needles, you can easily pass HIV. And so, we still have to fight HIV and battle this on multiple fronts. But we are going to keep losing and keep being behind the curve and not ahead of the curve as we have these dating websites just blow up. You know, and people don't want to get married anymore. I mean, you know, my husband, he and I are, I'd say, happily married for close to 20 years. You know, would he do it again? I don't know. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you couldn't really have a family with somebody you weren't married to. You had to kind of marry them. You had to have some security. You had to pledge your life to them. And, you know, a woman wasn't going to sleep with you and, you know, run the risk of getting pregnant if she didn't have that security. That's how things were like decades and decades ago. Now it's different. Many women are more independent. They're like, I don't need to be married. I could be a single mom. Or they have no idea what they're getting into until they become a single mom. I mean, I would really urge you ladies to not start having babies until you are you know, really, you know, liking the person and connected to them. Because, you know, single moms, I don't know how they do it. It's a different world right now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel, rebel. Rebel,
rebel. Rebel, rebel. Man, we are reveling up. Oh, UNLV. Oh, my gosh. I am so, so excited about the sports. I mean, you know, they have amazing teams. They got soccer and baseball and girls basketball. And, I mean, honestly, UNLV, we are going to be making a lot of noise over the next few years. Got Coach Tony Sanchez and Coach Marvin Menzies, who I got to meet in person and flirt with and cuddle and grope. It was really, really, I didn't grope. Really, really fun. Good guys. We're going to probably have them on the show as we slowly start getting into football season and then basketball season. Find out how the team is coalescing and evolving and what they're doing. Coach Menzies was funny. He said, you know, the running Rebels, they're going to be running. You know, yeah, he's not going to be able to take it slow down the court. Running Rebels, they got to run. And it's going to be a very, very hot, energetic, very, very just powerful, powerful season coming up with the UNLV sports. I'm pretty excited. Also pretty excited about the NHL. It's looking closer and closer and closer every day. I mean, I've been hearing it's a done deal. NHL coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow. Wow. And then all we need is the NFL. And oh, my gosh. By the way, that Rebel Rebel song was co-created with Jacob Gossel. Jacob Gossel rocks. We are going to rebel up. All right, good stuff. Really quickly, before I talk about Zika, Manny wants to know what I am doing for my husband for Father's Day and for my dad for Father's Day. My father passed. Yeah, my daddy's gone. And I don't know what I did. You know, for his birthday or his Father's Day was I made him an ashtray. He never smoked. I made him an ashtray at school. That's really what I did. So, you know, I think back, what could I have done for my daddy? I yelled at him a lot. I made fun of his accent. You know, it's a very thick accent, you know, and it comes out when I'm very angry. The accent comes out. And when I talk to the cats, the accent comes out. So I don't know. So I'm probably not going to do much, you know. I'll probably cry and I'll post a picture of him on Facebook. That's what we do. We always post pictures of our dead relatives on Facebook. And, you know, it makes us feel better, and we really think that there's an audience out there. The funny thing is actually there are people that really like to look at pictures of dead relatives. They really do. You see, I don't like to look at people who died. I don't. That's sad. I do like to look at old pictures. So if you have something from the 1920s, oh, I love examining those types of pictures where you see their clothes, you see how their nails were, did they shave their toes, you know, that kind of thing. So I like looking at the antiqueness of pictures, you know, but I'll put something up there, you know, with my daddy, because, you know, I love my daddy. For my husband, we're actually going to be going to the Caribbean for a little bit. His father has a timeshare that we're able to use because, you know, we're just too cheap to actually do a trip on our own. And if we could still milk the parents, do so. I mean, come on, okay? So we're going to be going scuba diving. I did get certified in scuba. Yeah, scuba, knee, and by the seat of my scuba, let me tell you that, by the seat of my scuba, and I am, apparently I hear the water is like really, I've been to Turks Caicos, if I'm pronouncing that right. It was very, very humid at the time, but it was still lovely, so we're bringing the kids, of course, and we'll celebrate Father's Day there, which basically means I'm going to have him carry all the BCDs and all the gear and all the scuba tanks into the water and then have him carry me out because I don't like putting on my fins. Oh, by the way, I cannot stand fins. I don't know if you guys snorkel or scuba dive, but I cannot stand wearing fins. And, in fact, I prefer not to. And I know you're not supposed to. You're always supposed to wear fins. Personally, I don't think I swim faster with the fins. But even worse is the fin gets caught on something, I get cramps. I get foot cramps very often whenever I wear the fins. See, I don't like things on my feet. I like right now, I'm barefoot. I'm totally barefoot. I know there's a rule in the studio, you're not supposed to be barefoot because you could spread fungus, but I don't have any fungus on my feet. All right? And, you know, Tom has clean feet. And not that it matters because Tom's in Minneapolis right now. But I've never liked shoes. My feet, I don't want anything on my feet. You know, the only time I wear socks is in my workout shoes. I cannot stand anything on my feet. So the fins I can't stand. So I don't know how you guys do it with the fins. So what I'm going to try to do is eat a bunch of bananas. Because bananas have potassium. And potassium could hopefully stop cramps in your feet. I wonder if tonic water would help. You know how we talk about quinine and a little bit of tonic? Not gin and tonic, but just straight tonic. You know, before you go to bed, and that helps cramps. I wonder if I took some tonic water, because here's the problem with eating bananas. I eat two or three bananas before I go into the water to snorkel or scuba dive, what usually happens within 20 minutes? Exactly, I got to take a poop. And so bananas make you poop, and I can't do that. So I'm either stuck with either a foot cramp or the need to poop. And that's just not practical when you scuba dive. So I'll see if drinking some tonic will help. That's kind of interesting stuff. Thank you, guys. You see how much you helped me? Yeah, I talk to myself. I know I'm talking to myself. A lot of you guys aren't listening. No, there's no rewind. There is no rewind on your radios in your car. When you listen to podcasts, you can. Yeah, let me get my reading glasses on. Now my nose is going to run. Here we go. So, according to Fox News, there have been 3 babies born in the United States with birth defects caused by Zika. All right. Now, I know many of you are thinking it's a far cry from the thousands in Brazil, but listen, this is the start. We are in June. This is the early start of mosquito season. We haven't even gotten into the meat of it yet. 3 babies with birth defects caused by Zika have been born in the U.S. The reason why you guys are hearing the number 6 is because there were 3 other pregnancies that had birth defects, but these pregnancies have ended. We don't know if they've been ended by abortion, stillborn, we don't know. Okay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been tracking the pregnancies of women with Zika infection since the beginning of the year. So far, 234 pregnant women, residents, and visitors have been diagnosed with Zika. They say some babies have been born with no immediate signs of problems, according to the CDC. Dr. Denise Jameson, the CDC's Dr. Denise Jameson, but she would not say how many. Most of the pregnancies are ongoing. All of the cases are connected to travel at this point. We don't think any mosquitoes have bitten people and given the Zika. They say all the cases are connected to travel to areas with outbreaks of the mosquito-borne virus, primarily Latin America and the Caribbean. No local spread of Zika thus far in the United States. Although they have been, I think they were entertaining the idea that somebody had a sexual transmission of Zika in Hawaii. The health agency provided few details about the women, their pregnancies, and the birth defects, or the severity. 3 cases of pregnancy lost. Still, we don't know if it was a miscarriage, abortion, or stillbirth. So, the 6 cases of birth defects involved some women who had not experienced Zika symptoms. Remember, 4 to 5 people don't get symptoms. If you do get symptoms of Zika, it's a fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes. You usually get better in about a week. Now, the CDC right now is watching. Okay, this microcephaly, this severe birth defect where the baby's skull is much smaller. And you see, the babies are adorable. Unfortunately, their heads are so small that the brain can't grow. They're also finding calcium deposits in the brain. They find excess fluid in and around the brain. They find abnormal eye development and other problems resulting from damage to the brain that could include clubfoot or inflexible joints. So the CDC's Dr. Jameson said the numbers are concerning but consistent with what is being seen by other countries. Now, researchers estimate that for every 100 pregnancies involving women infected early in their pregnancy, 1% to 15% will develop severe birth defects. But that's the key. If they are infected early on, we're finding infection latent to the pregnancy may not be affecting the baby. We aren't sure yet. They're studying that still. But that was some of the latest news that we got this week. Now, the big problem with that is many of us have no idea we're pregnant until many times going into second trimester. A lot of us have abnormal periods, or we forget, or I don't know how you don't know. I mean, I knew immediately when I was pregnant. I could feel it, you know, because, you know, my son, you know, he was like, da-da-da, like, I'm here, mommy. The little egg was bouncing around. I go, oh, hi, baby egg. And the little egg, I'm like, oh, hi. So I knew my eggs talked to me. In fact, I'm still listening to them. I still got eggs. You know, I know I just had a birthday, and they're still talking to me. I'm like, hi, Dr. Dahlia. See, I don't let them call me mommy anymore. I'm Dr. Dahlia to them. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jennifer writes, good morning. Oh, this is Jennifer again. I love you, Jen. Good morning. Can you you need to call in, though, okay? I love that you use emails, but I want to hear your voice. She writes, good morning. Can you talk a little bit about blood types? They told me I am B negative. Thanks for always answering my question. Oh, you are sweet. All right. Man, call in, though. It is a call-in show, Mama. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DALLY. But yeah, no, really, okay, so you're B negative, I'm B positive, we Bs are cool. Really quickly, let me review, because I know there's been a lot of talk about blood, and, you know, we're creating National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week, so this is a very, very crucial subject and a passionate subject I have, you know, making sure that we always have blood supplies. But many of you guys, you don't really know what it means if you're A positive or B negative or whatever. Okay, so very, very interesting. There's a website that I actually like to go to. It has really some cool stuff. And it's called disabled/world.com. And it gives us blood type chart, facts, etc. And this was published in 2012, and I like it. I think they did a good job. So they say basically that a blood type, which is a blood group, you know, people will say, what's your blood type? But many times in the medical world, we're like, okay, well, what's your blood group? Okay, so you're grouped. And it's basically a classification of blood based on the little antigens, okay, on the surface of your red blood cells. All right, now these little antigens, usually made of protein, what they do is they characterize that blood cell. The absence of it is also significant, okay? So, you have this blood group system, the ABO system, and then you have the RH system. Your ABO system is your blood type AB, AB, and A, and O, okay? The RH system is the negative or positive, alright? And we'll talk about what that is, the rhesus. Like, apparently they discovered that the blood in rhesus monkeys either had these antigens or not, and that's how they studied the rhesus monkeys, which is why it's the rhesus factor. Okay, so we call it the RH factor, either positive or negative. So, a person's blood is analyzed under a microscope, and they could take a look and see the differences. I guess early in the 20th century, an Austrian scientist named Karl Landsteiner classified blood according to the differences. Landsteiner observed two distinct chemical molecules present on the surface of the red blood cells. He labeled one molecule A and the other molecule B. Now remember, a red blood cell is what transmits oxygen, right, to the cells. Your red blood cells carry hemoglobin. And this hemoglobin has the oxygen-carrying capacity. So the red blood cell either had an A molecule or a B molecule. So if you had an A molecule, you were blood type A. If you had a B molecule, you were blood type B. If your blood cell, when he looked under the microscope, had both A and B molecules on it, then you were called AB. If your red blood cell had neither, it was called blood type O. All right, and so, you know, I apologize if I've never really, I have gone into this at depth a while back, but because it's kind of a deep topic, I don't usually go into it as often. So, as you see, they looked under the microscope, now they have easier ways to do it, and if it has an A antigen, it's A. If it has a B, you know, it could be a different shape, these Bs or whatever, but they could tell, and then O means nothing. A means has both, AB has both. So, there are 8 different common blood types. Okay, and I know some of you guys are going, wait a second. Okay, I don't get it. Because there's only 4. You got A, B, A, B, and O. The reason why is the RH factor. Now, this RH factor is a third antigen. So you got the red blood cell. It could either have an A antigen, it could have a B antigen, it could have neither, it could have both. But then you got another antigen called the RH factor. This could either be present, meaning then you're positive, you're B positive, or it could be absent, meaning you're negative. In general, RH negative blood will be given to Rh negative patients, and Rh positive blood, or Rh negative blood could be given to Rh positive patients. The reason why an Rh negative patient will not want blood with that little antigen on it, because your body's going to freak out and have this whole immune system. Okay, so going back, the blood cell type O doesn't have the antigens. So because it doesn't have the antigens, it can be given to anybody. So we could give blood type O, especially O negative, to anybody. Okay, that's how good it is. All right, you don't have an A antigen, you don't have a B antigen, and you don't have an Rh antigen. So blood type O, which is why we keep asking for O negative blood, because we could give it to everybody. Now, as a recipient, you're the luckiest if you have AB positive. If you are AB positive, you could take anybody's blood very easily. You can take an AB, O, RH positive, negative, it doesn't matter if you're AB positive. So we need to make sure there's compatibility. In a blood transfusion, a patient must receive a blood type compatible. If not, what happens is your blood cells start to clump together. You have an immune reaction. You start making clots. It starts to block blood vessels, and then you die. All right? So if two different blood types mix together, they say the blood cells clump together and the blood vessels, fatal. So what we do in an emergency situation is if we have no clue what your blood type is, we'll just give you the O negative. If we do have time to type and cross, that's how we'll know if you're positive or that's how we'll know what you are, and then we know what to give you. Okay, so like I said, we could give O to anybody. If you're AB positive, you could receive anything. If you're B positive, you can receive B positive blood. You can receive B negative blood, right, because it doesn't have the antigen. And you could receive O blood. You just can't receive A or AB blood, okay? If you're B negative, like Jennifer is, she can only receive B negative blood or O negative blood. She can't receive the B positive because she could have a reaction. Now, some of you had asked me about pregnancy. So, you know, what happens if dad is, let's say, B negative? You are O, or let's say A positive. And now you have a baby, okay, and you are A positive, and the baby is B negative. Well, no. It won't happen if you're positive. If you are negative, okay, what happens if you are negative, dad is positive, and dad gives you sperm that makes your baby a positive, and you're a negative? So now you've had no transfusion. You're a negative, like Jen, B negative. She's a negative. But now she's got a baby inside her that is a positive. That your body may fight that baby unless we give you something to block it. And so we give you a shot to prevent the immune reaction that can happen if you start to fight having the baby. And so, you know, nowadays we don't have to worry about it. But in the olden days, you had to be careful who you mated with because the baby might not make it. Very interesting. Okay, so RH factor, like I said, blood tests were done on rhesus monkeys. They found the RH positive and RH negative factors isolated. And then they found on red blood cells, more people have the RH positive. Rarer to have the RH negative. If you are RH negative, we've got to be very, very careful. Okay, we already talked about that. The rarest blood type is the AB negative. It's present in 1% of Caucasians, and in African Americans, it's even rarer. B negative and O negative are also very, very rare, so that's pretty cool. Eat right for your diet. Type A, they said, according to this diet from Dr. DiAdamo, says vegetarian diets do really, really well. A diet in soy, protein, grain, organic vegetables. Type B, me. We have a tolerant digestive system, so we could eat low-fat dairy and meat and produce, but we need to avoid wheat, corn, and lentils. Fine by me, I can't stand lentils. If you're type O, he suggests that you could do lean meats, poultry, fish, but restrict your grains, breads, and legumes. They also say type O's can enjoy vigorous exercise. And if you're type AB, they say you have a sensitive digestive tract and you need to avoid chicken, beef, and pork, but you could have seafood, tofu, dairy, and most produce. By the way, they say type A's are calm and trustworthy. Type B's are creative and excitable. They say type AB's are thoughtful and emotional. And type O's are confident leaders. Well, of course, because they're universal donors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.